You find a way to win. It wasn't easy. Had the lead the entire night. Only one tie, you never trailed, but it was free throws in the final minutes that really helped you guys out there to pull away there at the end for the victory.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure with this close proximity that you said Parker was shooting 50% or something when he went to the line.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those were huge. Those were a senior stepping up and in a clutch moment and delivering for his team.
Absolutely, and you know, a senior. And you know what was amazing? You had three players in the fourth quarter, three big starters for you guys, Parker, Joe Evans, Mark Shafro, all out there on the floor with four fouls. They did not foul the rest of the night. That was tough. Colby was taking their shots at him. Yeah, they may have had a layup or two, but you guys found a way to find those three players to avoid their fifth foul.
We did. Yeah, there was a couple defensive possessions out there that it wasn't pretty. They attacked our guys with foul trouble, and unfortunately, it took us a couple possessions for our guys to just let it sink in and switch the matchup. You know, with Jordan Chippers extremely good off the bounce, extremely athletic. You know, Marshall was on him, and that's a hard guard when he knows you can't foul. So we had to switch the matchups there during a timeout so that we could put a guy in front of him that didn't have to gain, you know, give away so much. So they did a good job. You know, it's hard to play and get into a rhythm when you're in foul trouble so much. And I think Parker kind of felt that frustration tonight. It seemed like every time he got back out there, he picked up another one. And, you know, sometimes it goes that way. But, again, you can't say enough about those free throws because, you know, if you're not in a rhythm to step up there in a moment that they're pretty darn important, it says a lot about his character and his toughness.
Well, I thought really for the most part tonight, I thought your guys' defense was pretty good. And it was a hard drive to the basket for Colby tonight. And you could tell it was giving them fits. They're not normally a three-point shooting team, but obviously the Myers kid comes off the bench, and he's not afraid to pull the trigger.
No, he had a pretty quick release there as soon as he came in and hit a couple. And late, you know, we can't make that mistake because, you know, late I think we were up six, and then they hit that three to cut it to three or whatever it was. And at that point in time, you know, under a minute, we can't, you know, threes are going to beat us, you know, so we can't. We can't close out with our hand down, you know, hand down, man down, as they say, and we did that. So we've got to have a better understanding of what can beat us in the game. You know, we want to force them to, you know, have to go to the line. I think that first half they were 8 of 15 or so. So, you know, we don't want to foul, but if we, you know, make them earn it at the line instead of, you know, giving up a wide open three at that point in time, you know, we needed to press up on them a little bit more and force them to go to the basket. So, you know, but every game's a learning experience, and, you know, hopefully they take from this game and learn from it.
Well, this definitely was a step ahead in the right direction for you guys tonight. There were two times against Liberal and Hugoton. You guys had first half leads. You guys lost both of those games. You led the entire night. Colby kept coming back, but for the first time this year, I thought you guys really held your points, or poise, I should say, when you saw Colby trying to chip away at that lead. You could not get it over 9 points, but he still hung on there at the end.
Sometimes it takes a little bit to learn how to win. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of these guys have had a lot of success in different sports. But collectively as a group in basketball, you know, sometimes it takes a little bit to understand and learn how to win tight games down the stretch. And I think they took a big stride in the right direction tonight due to the fact that, you know, there was, I think at the 3:54 mark, we took Joe Jackson and Parker all out, and Jaron and Brandon and Evan came in and gave us really big minutes defensively and offensively. You know, they did a good job of flashing at the right times. But, you know, after that, we ran a little weave action out here and really drained a lot of that clock. And in those games that you alluded to earlier, we wouldn't have. We would have probably settled on the first pass or two and jacked up a three. So we wasted about a minute. And then, you know, Hunter finds a gap and penetrates in. And, you know, he didn't make it, but that's a shot that we'll take, you know. So they did a great job of really learning from, you know, previous mistakes and getting better tonight.
You guys go to 2-1 in league play. And, more importantly, all those games are on the road. I think you have to be pretty happy to go 2-1, considering who you were playing there with Hugoton, a very good team. Goodland, that was a game that was winnable. Colby, a tough game, as you saw here tonight, a scrappy team. Now you come home with a couple of big ones next week with Ulysses and Holcomb.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, coming into this year, I thought Colby was going to be tough. They didn't lose much, if anybody, from last year. And it's just the type of game that they play that kind of yucks it up a little bit. And it forces your guys to make, you know, correct reads under stress. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it looked the way we started off the game like it was going to be smooth sailing. And And then we went, I believe, again, because of the proximity, it was like 7.5 minutes without scoring, which is insane. But, you know, you got to take it and move on. But, yeah, like you said, Ulysses and Holcomb next week, they'll be, you know, it's a league game. So, you know, they're always tough. They always mean something. And I think tonight will give us a little bit of confidence. But, you know, it's completely different styles, you know, from tonight's zone to probably more man. And then, you know, Holcomb, who's going to be, you know, 99% man, you know, with some half-court traps and things like that. So three matchups that are completely different, and we'll be ready for them. But, again, you know, we just got to come out and make the game simple. In the third quarter, we came out with the lead for, like, the fourth time this year and decided it was time to just kind of do whatever we felt like. And we had three quick turnovers, and it looked like, you know, oh, here it goes again. So for us to kind of have that toughness and grit about us that we showed tonight to not – you know, fold under the pressure and to kind of rise to the occasion and make plays at the end. Says a lot about these guys and how hard they're working.
A big win for you guys here on the road tonight, 49-43. And all right, thanks as always, Coach, and we'll see you next week.
All right, see you.